Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on it. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling life. Let's get into this episode. Hey, Mama, welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I'm Jeray Williams, your host, here to help you find balance and prioritize your wellness in this beautiful yet challenging journey we call motherhood. Today, I want to dig deep into something I think so many of us struggle with: letting our titles and roles consume us. Whether it's as moms, professionals, or community members, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that that's all we are. But what if those titles are only part of who you are? What happens when they start to affect your health and well-being? I've been watching, y'all don't judge me, I've been watching Law & Order SVU again lately, and I can't help but notice how the characters dedicate every moment to solving these intense cases. They're passionate and skilled, but it's clear that their work consumes their lives. There was this one moment that really hit me. A therapist asked them, if you weren't in this role, what else would you do? And it had no answer. Their roles became so all-consuming that they couldn't imagine an identity beyond them. It got me thinking about my own journey. When I was a teacher, I would put in so much time and energy that my life outside of work practically disappeared. I pour everything into my students to the point where I would spend more hours in the classroom than in my own home. I basically felt like I lived there. I'm like, I don't even need to pay rent, you know? I need to, since I'm always here, right? And while I love teaching, looking back, I can see how that level of commitment to a title took a toll on my health, my relationships, and ultimately my sense of self. Now, let's be real. We all have responsibilities, and many of us need to work to pay bills, take care of our families, and feel fulfilled. I'm not saying don't work hard or don't love what you do, but I'm saying that when you let a title consume your identity, you start to lose yourself in a way that can impact your mental, emotional, even physical health. It becomes harder to draw boundaries, to say no, and to make time for the things that make you feel whole. As moms, this becomes even more complex. It's so easy to feel like our value is tied to what we do for others, whether that's at home or work. But when we only see ourselves through the lens of what we do, not who we are, we miss the chance to really take care of ourselves and build a life where we feel balanced and fulfilled. So as we go into this new year, I want you to start thinking differently. So what can you do to start reclaiming your identity and putting your health first? Here are some tips. Reflect on who you are beyond titles. Take a moment to ask yourself, who am I outside of my roles? What are things you love to do, qualities you value in yourself, and dreams you hold that aren't tied to work or caregiving? You can set intentional boundaries. Once you identify who you are beyond your titles, start setting boundaries that protect your identity. For example, give yourself dedicated time each day or week just for you to do something you enjoy or just be and learn who you are. That's why it's so important to date yourself. But I will get into that on another episode. The third one is to focus on health over hustle. It's easy to glorify working hard, but remember that your health is more valuable than any title. Prioritize self-care routines, rest, and activities that nourish you. And if you're like, what are you talking about with this hustle? I want you to join my Substack community to read about more of my blogs where I talk about how we have health over hustle and how you can start having a productive life where you're not going, 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 okay? Because we value rest over here. The fourth one is to reevaluate your commitment. Sometimes we've overcommitted ourselves. I can raise my hand because I used to do that too. In roles that don't truly serve us. Take a look at where you're spending your time and see if there are areas where you can scale back to invest more in yourself and your well-being. If you're listening to this and thinking, I don't even know where to start, that's exactly why I created the Balance Blueprint Challenge. This is a space designed to help you create sustainable self-care routines, set healthy boundaries, and finally prioritize your health without neglecting the other roles you care about. I want to walk with you on this journey to rediscover who you are beyond the titles and help you build a life that just honors every part of you, not just the parts the world sees. You don't have to do this alone. If you're ready to make a change, sign up for the Balance Blueprint Challenge. It's free, y'all. Just click the link in the description and sign up. You actually go through this challenge. It's very helpful. I've seen so many mamas go through the challenge and just see that just taking those small steps leads to wins. We don't want to just jump all in doing wellness and then fall off a couple days later, right? Or a couple weeks later. We want to be able to carry it on throughout the year. So thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you are more than titles you hold. And I know this episode was short, but I like to do it short and sweet. But also wanting to show you that your identity is valuable and prioritizing your health will only make you stronger in every role you play. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a mom who might need this reminder. And as always, take care of yourself. I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.